to create an impact in the world, like show people how definitely can change their life. I mean, they can heal their life, they can improve their life, they can see the magic that happens when you take action and work for yourself to be better.
And what's your story? Like, what brought you here to this point?
My story, wow, my story, like, my story is very sad. Sorry. So I'm from Puerto Rico. I'm Puerto Rican. So I just came here 6 years. I'm a clinical social worker and I'm a therapist. And I always have struggle in my life. So I come in for a very dysfunctional family, a lot of abuse, a lot of issues, abandonment. So, but I always wanted to be and to do something beyond to be in a work tonight to five. And when I moved to United States, so I start to learn how can improve myself and what people successful do. So I start to see that they do meditation. So I say, okay, they can do meditation, I can do meditation as well. So I start to practice meditation in and out for a few years. So I start in my path of spirituality 2 years ago without knowing. And that definitely changed my life, start into a spiritual awakening. And all the things start to change because all that struggle that I have, all that emotion that I never managed before start to come up and start to make a lot of noise in myself. And I get sick. I have a lot of pain inside of me, emotional pain. And I say, I feel that I'm dying. I feel that I'm dying. And I ask to God and to the universe for help because I say, I feel that I'm dying. I can't deal with the pain. And I don't know where the pain come from. So at that point, the universe start to show me options. Like, here's the first option. Go to that school and learn how to heal. And in the beginning, I have a lot of resistance because I never invest in myself. Mm-hmm. And I was a coach, health coach in that point. I made the course for being health coach because I tried to overcome my emotional eating problems. I always cope with food. I was an emotional eater. But even though I learned how to cope and manage food, inside of me, I always have a deep sense of I don't belong. I'm not, that's kind of sadness. I don't like myself. I hate myself. I don't like in the way that I am. So when I start to heal and I went to that school more than a year ago, so everything started to change. Everything started to improve. I start to see, and I was very confronted because I always say, oh, I always thought that I'm very functional, but I'm a very dysfunctional person, and I never realized that. So, and that dysfunctional brought me a lot of relationship issues, friendship issues, a lot of things that I always thought that was normal. And I always blame others. Oh, the fault is for others. Nobody appreciate me. They have the problem, not me. So when I start to assume 100% of responsibility for myself, for my emotions, for what I'm feeling, what I'm doing, is when the magic start to happen. So as more I heal, as more everything change in my life, all the things change in my life completely. My relationship change. The friend that I start to attract to my life was very different. Everything started to happen. So that's where my message comes from. So when I see the importance to heal, I said inside of me, that's my mission. My mission is help others how manage their emotion and heal, because healing emotionally is everything. They change your perception, your mindset, your life, the kind of things that you attract. Everything that you give to yourself is what you're going to attract to yourself. The way that you do one thing is the way that you do everything in your life. So, and if you don't know in control of your emotion, you easily react, you always complaining, you always blaming, what kind of life do you are you creating around you? So, and it doesn't matter how how good strength you have about money. I mean, if you don't have the ability to create a good relationship, a lovely and nurturing relationship, because the most important thing, money is important, but the quality of relationship that you have with others is important too, because we need connection, we need bonds in order to feel happy and feel fulfill our lives. So, and that's when I come from, for me, like, oh, it's important to me teach others how heal their life and make them and educate them that when they heal their life, everything start to change in their life. So I'm teaching for my own story, and I help others because I see how much powerful it is when we start to take actions and for us. And yeah, that's my story.
Wow. I'm looking at your Instagram. Is this the current Instagram, this one here?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So when we're sharing this, that's a very powerful story. Thank you for sharing your story. So your message is really healing emotionally.
Yeah, I mean, because most women, you know, inside of me, the problem always was my belief. I mean, the belief that I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough to receive. My old problem all my life was I'm not good enough. And I'm not good enough to have a healthy relationship. And I'm not good enough to get that freaking good job. And I'm not good enough to create wealth. And I'm not good enough for anything. Because in my side, my subconscious mind always have that mind, the voices of my childhood. So in your childhood, you create, we forgot that, and for me, they never teach me in college that how important is that you deal with your childhood. And I always suppress my childhood because I said that was in the past and nothing related with my future. Like, I don't want to talk about my childhood. I don't want to talk about my traumas. I don't want to talk about that part that was painful. And nobody wants to talk about that part that is painful. So when I'm talking to you, you're talking about me, about it, how successful, how good your parents were. But nobody likes to talk about the things that cause them pain. And when the thing that cause you pain is the thing that you have to pay more attention in your life, because that things they are the holding you back and that create a chaos eventually in your life if you don't learn how to manage that.
Wow. So you take them through a process, you know.
It was a process. Mm-hmm. It was a process. Mm. It was. It took me a lot of years to accept that I had a problem. That's the hardest part, because people don't want to accept that they have a problem. I always say, Ruth, you are a good woman. And I was a good woman. I have a master's degree. I raised two young, successful daughters, never have an issue. I don't have to live. I never have a crazy life. Then I always say to myself, Ruth, you are a good woman. You don't have any problem. You don't have any addiction. You don't have any crazy thing. Like, you just work and live a peaceful life. Try to live a peaceful life. Mm-hmm. But that always was my lie that I tell it to myself. You don't have any problem. You are fine.
Mm-hmm. And was that part of why you had to leave your corporate job?
I mean, what made me leave my corporate job was like, I have that voice inside of me, like, you have to leave your job because you never can make and have the time to build a business. You have to focus on something and learn how to do that. It's like the story that you have to burn the boats in order to burn all possibility to regret, jumping. I mean, it doesn't matter what's going on, what happened in the future, Ruth. If you don't take the risk, if you don't put yourself in the risk, you never can make it. If you're still in the comfort zone, you never can make it.
You're still in the comfort zone. Okay, so is that something you work with people on as well? Their comfort zone.
I'm sorry.
Is that something you work with people on, their comfort zone? You know, getting out of that what is not comfortable. You know, we call it comfort zone, but it's really what has become the where they are operating from a place of comfort. It doesn't mean better.
Of course that you have to go out to your comfort zone. I mean, nobody likes to talk with a stranger about how shitty was your life. Nobody wants to talk about with others about how painful my life was, how many failures I have in life, how many things don't going well in the way that I expect, and I feel like a shit. I mean, nobody likes to do that. Do you like to talk about that thing? No. Nobody.
Nobody wants to do that, yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing that you avoid. And like I say to my client, you have to learn how make to dance with the evil parts of you. I mean, you have to learn how accept that parts of you, because as more you deny, reject, and fight with that the fragmentation of your psyche come and the fragmentation of your souls come, like, and you have to learn how to love and integrate yourself in peace, love, and acceptance and compassion. And then is when you can start to integrate like oneness, and you can see the things very different in you.
So accepting what some would call shadow, what some would call the dark side.
The shadow, the judgment, the inner judge inside of you, that inner child that most people don't know how manage, they're still inside of you. So all that part that made me feel uncomfortable, that made me feel ashamed, that made me feel angry, that I don't like it, that I rejected, is the part that you have to work if you want to be a healthy person.
The part that makes you feel shit, feel like shit. That's the part.
Feel like shit. That's the hardest part. And definitely you have to be out of your comfort zone, and you have to put yourself to be uncomfortable. And start. And the first thing that people afraid is start to feel. Feel that pain again. Feel the pain of your abuse. Feel the pain of your sexual abuse. Feel the pain of the rejection of your parents. Feel the pain that the failure marriage. Feel the pain that when somebody betrayed you. So feel that pain again of what the people don't want it. People don't want to feel. When I talk with them, you have to feel to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the part that, oh, I don't want to manage. I don't want to work with that. I don't want to manage that. I don't want it to touch that part of myself, because that is painful. Yeah, it's still painful because you have to feel, not repress. You have to feel and then let it go.
And you believe that every human being on earth has pains.
Scale, all we have faced different failures, rejections, different emotions that we have to learn to manage. Some people have the ability to, because they have more strength than others, and that strength can use it to like a base on their life to be resilient more easy than others.
You know, it's interesting because I was having this conversation with my lady just about maybe 2 hours or so before we spoke, and I was speaking about how we all have different things that we're facing and contending with, you know, and the fact that somebody does not struggle with the thing that we recognize does not mean they do not have their own, you know, the things that they struggle with, you know. And sometimes everybody goes, oh, mine is bigger than yours. Like, we have that, the ego has to come. Even when it comes to struggling, the ego comes and says, mine is bigger than yours. Mine is more than yours. Oh, you had it easy. I had it. But like, the other person is thinking completely opposite, you know. I really like your message. I believe in what you're saying, which is let's heal, you know, let's get into our feelings and really heal, you know, heal those things that we're avoiding, heal those things. And I think your message would even drive home more for men, you know, hearing.
Men need to heal too. So in the beginning, I was very skeptical because, I mean, I don't want to work with men. So I don't want to work with that. What I'm seeing is men need to heal us. So and there is worse because you see a lot of people that women want to work with women, and a lot of programs and a lot of things that work with women. But when a man going to a man try to find a help or support, he's like, tell me. How programs or coaches do you found in order to help men to learn with something so important?
In fact, one of the things I realized from the business, you know, growing up in the business, is that, you know, there are two ways to niche down. And I came online recently, and when I joined the online space, and I started seeing how people are talking about niching, and I know there's another way, you know, which is two perspectives. One is demographics, which is okay, age, location, sex, you know, culture, all of that. But I also know that there's psychographics, which is emotions. There are people who have the same emotion. That emotion could be a sense of desire. That emotion could be a sense of an outcome. You know, but they have, or that emotion could be a similarity of pain, or just similarity of beliefs or values, you know, and that could cut across different cultures, that could cut across different sex and race. So being able to, you know, like, there were people who came from far away to come buy the product, you know, because they like doing business with my mother, you know, they like doing business with her. They also like the quality. They like the quality of service, quality of person, quality of people, quality of delivery. You know, so it was an emotional affair why they were coming all the way. So they left their location all the way. They defied the demography. You know, but there were people who were buying because she's close. You know, so we cannot ignore. I really definitely think your message really cuts to men. You know, and we cannot ignore the psychographics, which is people who emotionally connect to your message that might not be in the scope of what that the demography you want to work with. Your message hits home more even for men, because men has, in fact, growing up, the message is basically suppression. Man, you're a man, do not cry. You know, so.
What you resist persists, and that makes that you still failing. Not just with yourself, with relationship. I mean, in everything that you try to do eventually, because, I mean, everything's strict. I mean, when you have a wound inside of you, anything that connected to that wound, they're going to be triggered. Mm-hmm. So, and the reactions make that you start to have overreacting with other people that nothing related would have happened to you 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's great to have you share your message with us, you know, share your story as well. You know, that takes courage. In fact, one of the things I saw, and we don't get to talk about it a lot, is that it must have taken a lot of courage, right? You know, leaving your job, you know, stepping into your, you know, you don't even, like, in the beginning, you don't really know if people want it. Like, you only know that this is what you went through and this is what you want to help people with. But it takes a certain courage to even test it out and say, okay, you know, do you want it? You
know? Yeah, I mean, I never dared to do that 1 year ago. Every time that I think about it, I feel so scary myself. Like, hell, I never can make it. I mean, quit my job? And no, I try to scale my business, like, part-time. Like, go with my free time and try to do things. But then I say, hell, that's impossible. Like, it's a very huge conflict here. And in December, I start to because all years, that's the story, like that the lie that we tell. All years, I say, oh, this is going to be the last year that you're going to steal in the same way, because I was so uncomfortable with my job and I don't like that job. Mm-hmm. And I say, oh, the story the same. Oh, that's going to be the last year. This year, something's going to change. That's going to be the last year. Mm-hmm. But when I was confronted with myself in December, said, Ruth, you said that that's going to be the last year. So what do you do differently this year to make that year different in yourself? And I said, well, I have to quit. Like, it doesn't matter. I mean, if I crash, I mean, I probably have the chance to start over and still learning from my failures, but I have to do something different this year to make my life different.
Yes. And you also have the right ideas, which is you reach out to people for help. Like you understand the importance of getting help from the right professionals who has made it their life calling to help in these areas, you know. And you're also offering yourself as a life purpose and mission, that your business is a purpose, it's a mission, you know, it's in itself here to heal the human consciousness from emotional trauma. And it's beyond you, and
it's beyond. I mean, until you have trauma, that diminishes the possibility that you can be successful in all life and all areas of your life. You're gonna struggle in relationship. You're gonna struggle with money. You're gonna struggle the relationship you have with yourself, with others, with friends. Everything around you gonna feel the impact of your own wounds, or your own struggle, of your own insecurities. Everything's gonna have an impact.
Well, thank you very much for coming and sharing your message and story with us. So what is the best way to contact you, Facebook or Instagram or your website?
Facebook. They can reach me on Facebook, Instagram also.
Okay. That's R-U-T, Root Elisa.
E-L-I-S-A.
You speak Spanish or what language?
Spanish is my main language. Like, if you don't see my struggle when I was excited here, like, yeah. Try to pronounce it. Yeah.
you're pretty much bilingual, you know. That's great. All right, thank you very much for coming today and spending time with us.
Thanks for having me.